here at Pomfret Congregational Church. When I heard the announcement about all the ice cream, I said, I'm here the wrong week. But we'll have to go with the schedule. Well, let's unite our hearts together in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come into your presence this morning to worship you, to spend time with you, to adore you in all of your beauty, to stand before you humbly as redeemed children who don't deserve to be your children, but by your grace we are. Oh Lord, we have many things on our heart today. We pray for our nation, that we might come to a place where there is justice and peace in our land. Lord, we hate to see any expression of hatred, any expression that takes us away from what you desire. And so, Lord, we pray that you will do a mighty work within our land. You have brought revival to your people many times in the past, and it has been powerful, and it has changed the whole climate of a land. Oh Lord, we need that again in our day. We confess to you our national sins and our personal sins. We are sorry, deeply sorry, whenever we fail to obey your word. Please forgive us, and then use us, Lord, to bring about reconciliation, peace, and love in our land. Lord, heal us as a people. Empower us as a church. Use us as individuals to glorify you. And then, Lord, we would pray for the needs that several of our people have. We pray for Holly, who had surgery yesterday in Maine. We pray for healing for her. We pray for Ray, who faces a medical procedure tomorrow, and then yet another one in about a week. Please be with him. Give him comfort and strength. And Lord, for everyone who is here today with sorrow, with sadness, with heartache, with pain, we pray that we may stand in your presence and feel you at work in our lives. Speak to us now, Lord, through your word, and we ask that the Holy Spirit will be in complete control of the rest of this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. O Lord, you hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. And then from Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. And this is the word of the Lord. Those of you who know me know that I'm sort of old school. When I go on a trip, I have a map. You don't even know what a map is. But I have a map, and I look at it, and I plot my journey, and I look for indications that it's going to be a good route and all. But a couple of years ago, a friend of mine gave me a GPS, and it opened up my life to things that I just knew about, but never experienced. And I had a great deal of fun learning about a GPS. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, a GPS is sort of like God. So I'd like to share with you this morning a few lessons that we can learn from a GPS. The first lesson is this: it knows where you are at all times, and so does God. You know, I used to wonder, how can God hear the prayers of thousands of people all at the same time? But then I found out that a GPS can care for thousands of travelers all at the same time. It knows where you are at all times. In fact, one day I turned my GPS on while my car was still in the garage, and it said to me, "Are you inside somewhere? I'm not reading you clearly." And I backed out, and they said, "That's better." I couldn't believe that it knew when I was in the garage and when I was on the road. But you know, God knows everything. He knows everything about us, where we are, and what we're doing. I love Matthew 10:29, where Jesus said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's knowledge." He knows and he cares. And from Psalm 139, verse 2, the psalmist says to God, "You know when I sit and when I rise. You discern my going out and my lying down. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. Now, the fact that God knows where we are at all times can be a source of real comfort. I was following a car one day, and I noticed on the rear window it said, "This vehicle is monitored by GPS." And I'm sure that whoever put that on their car window felt that that was sort of a declaration, "I'm being watched, so don't bother me." It's great to know that God is with us and is watching over us. When Job was going through all the problems in his life, he said in Job 23:10, "He knows the way that I take, and when he has tested me, I will come forth as gold." And in Psalm 139, 9 and 10, "If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast." It can be a real source of comfort, especially when we go through trying times like we're going through in our country these days. The hymn writer put it this way, "Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along." But while God knowing where we are and what we're doing at all times is not only a source of comfort, but it can be a source of condemnation. In Proverbs 15:3, the psalmist says, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good." And in Psalm 139:11, "If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, even the darkness will be light to you." We often think that we're fooling God. We often think that what we do in the dark, he doesn't know. But God knows everything about us. He knows where we are and what we are doing. And we had better live our lives in the light of that. The second lesson that I found from a GPS is it sees the dangers and warns us. So does God. If you have a real up-to-date GPS, it will warn you about cross streets, curves, rivers along the side of the road, and even accidents. It will say, "You are approaching an accident in 1 mile. Be cautious as you go on." We are warned of dangers, and God does that for us too. In Joshua 23:6, God says, "Be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, without turning aside to the right or to the left. But if you turn away, there will be snares and traps for you, whips on your backs and thorns in your eyes." And Proverbs 2:13 says, "Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, who leave the straight paths and walk in dark ways. Now, we are often tempted to go our own way. I remember one night I was north of Schenectady, New York, trying to find the home of a friend. And I had the GPS on, and it said, "Turn left at this intersection." And I looked out and I said, "I've been here before. I don't think that's right. I'm going to go straight." And the GPS said to me, "I said, turn left." And I thought, I'll still work my way out. Well, I got hopelessly lost. And the GPS said something like this: "You stupid one, I said to turn left." I didn't know they talked that way to you, but that one did. And the warnings that come to us along the way. One of my friends wrote a new song. I'd like to read the words for you. I'm not going to sing it, don't worry. I'm just going to read the words. But it's entitled, "Where the Devil's Flowers Grow." In the dark of night, when the neon lights paint the city in their glow, from the shadows, players step on stage for the nightly horror show. All the lines are lies. Every actor dies. Pain and sorrow's all they know. But the opening line is, "You'll love it fine where the devil's flowers grow." The foolish and the desperate run from things they leave behind. They chase the neon rainbows and ignore the warning signs. But if they heed this warning and think before they go, they'll never take that troubled path where the devil's flowers grow. Where the devil's flowers bloom at night, their fragrance fills the air. They cast a spell that beckons them and leads into despair. So take this victim's warning. Don't seek your pleasure there. For when you fall, you lose it all. And the devil doesn't care. Empty smiles on haunted faces charm the victims with their lie. There's no pity in the shadows for the people passing by. So many people broken by a life that none can know unless they take the troubled path where the devil's flowers grow. Where the devil's flowers bloom at night, their fragrance fills the air. They cast a spell that beckons them and leads them into despair. So take this victim's warning. Don't seek your pleasures there. For when you fall, you lose it all. And the devil doesn't care. Don't follow in my footsteps. Think hard before you go. Don't take that neon-lighted path where the devil's flowers grow. The GPS warns of dangers ahead, and so does God. I can remember when my kids were teenagers, and they were attracted to where the devil's flowers grow. And I used to say that to them, "Kids, you are not scared enough of sin. Sin will lead you into places and situations where you will be led to despair. Follow the path that God lays out for your life. And then the third lesson is that the GPS needs to be updated, and so do we. I was traveling recently in North Carolina, and I was trying to find my friend's house on Autumn Ridge Road. So I told the GPS I wanted to get to Autumn Ridge Road, and it took me to Autumn Road. It refused to lead me to Autumn Ridge Road. I couldn't understand why. Why is this? And I asked my friend when I finally got there from telephone directions. I said, why couldn't I find it on my GPS? And he said, because you probably haven't been updated. And Autumn Ridge Road is a new road. So GPS maybe didn't know about it, or somehow your GPS just didn't know. We need to be refreshed. We need to be up to date. And God has provided us with a day, one day a week, when we can be refreshed as his people. I am thrilled with the wonderful ways that all churches seem to have responded with when we couldn't get together. And it's wonderful to be able to watch the service at home. But you know, one concern I have? My concern is that people are going to get used to watching church at home and not come to be together. But the scripture says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. That's where God refreshes us and brings us up to date. There are a lot of things about this epidemic that cause us grief and hardship. But to me, the largest was when I couldn't meet together with God's people. And it's so wonderful to be together and be refreshed. Paul wrote to Philemon and said, refresh my heart in Christ. And Peter wrote, I think it is right to refresh your memory. God expects us to grow as Christians, not to just stay static, but to grow in our faith. So Ephesians 4:15 says, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. And Peter wrote in 2 Peter 3:18, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All the changes in this pandemic can easily cause us to become careless about our walk with God and with one another. GPS needs to be updated, and so do we. A fourth lesson that I learned: when you go your own way, the GPS brings you back, and so does God. Oh, I get irritated every time I hear, recalculating. Oh, I say, why don't they just leave me alone? But recalculating, which is really a nice way of saying, you are wrong, you are dumb, you didn't do what I told you to do, but it is important. And when you think that you are hopelessly lost and you don't know where to go, GPS can bring you back to the way that's right. In Isaiah 30, verse 21, it says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way. Walk in it.'" We better be sensitive to that voice. Don't get irritated at it, but thank God he's bringing us back to his way. Isaiah 53, 6 says, "We have all gone our own way." And when you do, it leads to despair and confusion. Psalm 18, 32 says, "It is God who makes my way perfect." And so the hymn writer put it this way, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above." A fifth lesson. The GPS knows your arrival time, and so does God. Down in the little lower corner of my GPS, it says arrival time, and they usually come within 1 or 2 minutes of what they say. I marvel at it. In Psalm 139, 16, it says, "All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." And Acts 17, 26 says, "God has determined the times set for men." In Psalm 31, 15, "My times are in your hands." 25 years ago, I had a very serious heart attack, and tests indicated that I would have to have a quadruple bypass. Oh, how I wish I had lived with what they can do today. It's so much easier. But a quadruple bypass is really tough surgery. The doctor sat down with me and described what he was going to do the next day. It was not a pleasant conversation. And when he walked out of the room, I was there alone, and I thought, how do I face this? And then I began to think, my times are in God's hands. If he chooses to take me during surgery tomorrow, that's okay. I'm ready. I can trust him because he knows the time of my arrival. Someone has said, we are immortal as Christians until our work is done. And that's so true. We don't know when it's going to be. See, this is the one place where my little analogy breaks down. God knows the exact moment that I'm going to die, but he doesn't reveal that to me. So we have to live not knowing when we're going to die. Last year, we had a vicious storm. It was a nor'easter with thunder, lightning, and driving rain. I lost all power in my house. I couldn't use the phone. I couldn't do anything in my house. I was totally isolated and alone. Now, little did I know that 100 miles away, a rumor had started that Stan Allaby is dead. I didn't know it, but everybody else seemed to. That rumor spread to Florida, to Chicago. It even got to Putnam. I don't know how, but somebody in Putnam heard it. I was sitting reading, and my granddaughter drove into my driveway, and she got out of the car, and she ran to the door. And I thought, she doesn't run to the door. What's this all about? And she came in, and she threw her arms around me, and she said, "You're alive, you're alive." And I said, "Of course I am." And then I began, once the power was restored, I got phone calls from everywhere saying, "That's amazing. We thought you were dead." See, we don't know when we're going to die. And that little incident in my life really got me to do some very serious thinking. Am I ready to face the Lord? Is my life what it ought to be? And if he did take me today, am I really ready to be in his presence? That's a question that all of us should ask. And then the final lesson. The GPS guides you to your final destination. So does God. I love it when I've been following the GPS faithfully, and pretty soon it says, "Your destination is on the right." Oh, what a wonderful report that is. Your destination is on the right. Psalm 48, verse 14, "This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end." And Psalm 73, 24, "You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory." I love the story of Pilgrim's Progress. It's one of the greatest books ever written. It's an analogy of the Christian life. And I love to read it, and I love to tell it to boys and girls. I've done it many times in Sunday school and daily vacation Bible school. And I love the one scene where Pilgrim and Hopeful are finally called to cross the river into the promised land. And they step into the river, and it's very cold. And they stop, and they look, and they say, "Is it going to get deeper?" And as they take another step, it gets a little deeper and a little deeper until it's right up to their chin. And Faithful says to Hopeful, "I can't go on. I can't do it. I can't face this." And Hopeful says, "But your feet are still on solid ground. Don't worry. The good prince will not let you fail." And then as they take another step, it goes down a little, and a little more, and a little more. And when they reach the shore, the good prince is there to welcome them. And he says, "Welcome home, good and faithful servant." I love the hymn, "He Leadeth Me." And it goes like this, the last stanza. "And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won. Even death's cold wave, I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. Do you have that assurance? Have you given your life over to the Lord so that you can say that yourself, that in death's cold wave, I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. I'm fascinated by GPS, Global Positioning System. But I'd like to give it a new meaning, God Positioning System. Follow his leading wherever it takes you. Let's pray together. Oh Lord, guide us. We tend to go our own way. We tend to neglect the warning signs. We become very careless. But this pandemic has shaken us up. And Lord, we want to be in the right place. We want to go in the right path. We want to be faithful to you. So Lord, in this solemn moment, we offer you our lives, our wills, and we ask you to be our guide all through life. O Lord, as we sing now, He leadeth me. May we really mean it, and may it be our testimony. Amen.